the World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control have come under fire for categorizing Down syndrome as a birth defect. Disability rights advocates say that Down syndrome is not a birth defect, it's a genetic condition. They argue that calling it a birth defect reinforces existing stereotypes and misconceptions about Down syndrome. 3 decades after the passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act, people with intellectual and developmental disabilities still face discrimination in many ways, some of which are codified in law. Our next guest has spent years advocating for the rights of people with Down syndrome, like herself, and she's got a bill, the Charlotte Woodward Organ Transplant Discrimination Prevention Act. Joining us now is Charlotte Woodward, the Community Outreach Associate for the National Down Syndrome Society. She's also a senior at George Mason University. Charlotte, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
We're so glad to have you. I'd love to hear a little bit about your work and what made you want to become an advocate.
Well, I am a student at George Mason University, so I would probably say it was my education that snowballed me into becoming an advocate.
Yes, and I understand that you had a heart transplant when you were 22, and I understand that you were quite lucky that you had to wait only 11 days on the transplant list to get your surgery, which is quite rare. How did you realize that your experience wasn't common?
Well, that goes back to when I was diagnosed with a congenital heart condition. And as I grew, my heart couldn't keep up with the rest of my body. So I would have fainting spells during which I would collapse. But thanks to my doctors, they advocated for me to get that life-saving transplant. And I want to point out that had I not received my heart transplant, I wouldn't be here today. And that transplant was the only thing that would save my life.
Wow. And I understand that there's a study from Stanford that says that intellectual and developmental disabilities are often used by doctors as a factor in determining whether someone can even get a transplant?
That is unfortunately true. But I would like to add that may at some point no longer be the case because of my bill, the Charlotte Woodward Organ Transplant Discrimination Prevention Act, which seeks to eliminate discrimination, and that discrimination can crop up in several places. For instance, doctors may decide not to refer a patient with a disability to a transplant program, or transplant teams could deny a transplant and not put the patient on a transplant list because of their disability. And another thing I want to point out is that why do we need such an important bill as the Organ Transplant Discrimination Prevention Act? Well, that's because people are traveling across state lines as well as organs. And so there is a lot of ambiguity there on a local level, despite NDSS's push for local and state laws. And that's why we need a strong federal bill. And there are 2 Organ Transplant Discrimination Prevention Act bills. One is called the Non-Discrimination in Organ Transplantation. That's the state bill, but and that is through the House. Or I say
on the state level.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. That's on the state level. Mm-hmm. But the Charlotte Woodward Organ Transplantation Discrimination Prevention Act, that has a two bills in the on the a federal level, one introduced in the House and another introduced in the Senate. How did it become a Senate bill? Well, that's because a tragedy involving the case of a baby named Zion who was born with Down syndrome. But after 5 days of intensive surgeries, he ended up dying right after he was denied a transplant. And Senator Marco Rubio and Senator Hassan used that as momentum to get introduced.
And this bill that you've worked on would require that doctors not solely consider a disability when they go to make recommendations for patients to get transplants. Is that right?
Yes, that's true. And of course, this bill I had just talked about would take an emphasis off of the disability, because for a long time, people with disabilities have been saying or have demanded that people like doctors and other people in society to just see people with Down syndrome and those with other disabilities to see us as people, not our diagnosis.
Yes. How long have you been working on this bill?
Oh, I've been working on it since 2018. And I would like to add that I didn't really know all this stuff about organ transplant discrimination when I had my heart transplant. So it was kind of a shock when I learned about it. And I would like to add that this discrimination is the majority of the time rooted in fear and ignorance and bias.
Concerns that there wouldn't be adequate care after surgery.
Correct. Some doctors say that.
As for why they would make those decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'd like to add that that's the case only if patients don't have an adequate support network. But if they do have an adequate support network, they are able to make those decisions.
And that's the work that you're doing. Where does the bill stand now?
Right now, the bill is still in the House and Senate, and we have had over the past several months efforts in talking with U.S. Representatives and senators to get co-sponsors, and we're still pushing hard. But I'd like to add, on the organ transplant front, that we are in the 21st century. You would think this issue would be a thing of the past. Yes. But as you can tell, that's not the case.
That's not the case. Well, we will keep watching the efforts in this bill, and we will watch your work. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate you being here. Charlotte Woodward is the Community Outreach Associate for the National Down Syndrome Society. Last year, a bill to prevent organ transplant discrimination was named after Charlotte in honor of her work on the issue.